Last week there was an attack, an attempted assassination of the bishops of San Cristobal, and we have some information for you today on that. The bishops of San Cristobal are ambushed in a pastoral visit to the northern area of the state of Chiapas, Mexico. This information comes from the diocese of San Cristobal de las Casas. And it says, today, 4th of November, at 6:40 p.m., Bishop Samuel Ruiz and Raul Vera were ambushed on a country road between the communities of Guadalupe, Jolnopa, and Belisario Dominguez in the state of Chiapas, along with a group of 60 people who were following in two open bed trucks behind the vehicles used by the bishops. The caravan received several bursts of weapons fire from a hill some 100 meters away. The attack took place within the Crucero Ejido, known to be an operation center for the paramilitary group whose name is Paz y Justicia. Injured in the attack were José Pedro Pérez Pérez, 25 years old, José Vázquez Pérez, 30 years old, both catechists, and Manuel Pérez Pérez, mayordomo of the Tabernacle of Our Lord of Tila, a church. In addition to the two bishops, those riding within the ambush vehicles included the parish priest of Tila, two nuns, various catechists and worshippers of the parish, the doctor of the parish clinic, who immediately attended the wounded and made a report of the situation. The doctor later placed the wounded under observation. Bishops Ruiz and Vera were undertaking a pastoral visit in the troubled northern area of Chiapas and were returning to the municipal capital of Tila after having celebrated Mass and celebrated a confirmation ceremony in the community of Guadalupe Jolnopa within the Tila parish. Several weeks ago, when the bishop's pastoral visit to the region and to Guadalupe Jolnopa was announced, Paz y Justicia, which is the paramilitary organization, began to threaten that they will block roads so as to prevent the journey from taking place. A similar threat was announced when Bishop Vera was to visit the community of Elimar in the municipality of Tila in May 1996. "We fear for the security of the bishops during their visit to the area," says the Diocese of San Cristobal de las Casas, "since the visit will last until Sunday, November 9. Similarly, we do not rule out systematic aggressions against the priests," they say, the nuns and the catechists of the parish that the bishops plan to visit. "We conclude that this is one more manifestation of what the paramilitary organization Paz y Justicia announced after the visit of Bishop Vera to the area in May 1996. For example, the attacks against the communities visited, which has since May left a wake of violence, including clinics destroyed, cooperatives ransacked, homes destroyed, churches profaned, and 4,120 people displaced, in addition to the murder and disappearance of various people. This aggression against the bishops, far from being isolated, appears to be part of a plan of aggression against the Catholic Church, against the will of the communities that they profess to represent. Some local authorities are barring the visit of Catholic priests and other pastoral agents to several communities, and churches continue to be arbitrarily locked shut. The Diocese of San Cristobal, social and non-governmental organizations have repeatedly denounced the unanswered aggressions of paramilitary groups who carry out activities with the protection of state and local authorities. The diocese has also denounced, within the framework of non-compliance of the San Andres Accords, the existence of a low-intensity warfare and the lack of government in the state, systematically denied by governmental agencies. The attacks against the bishops and the persons in their company is one more act that confirms the dramatic situation that the state of Chiapas is suffering, as well as the inefficiency of the spectacular measures announced by the state government to bring about detente in the troubled regions of Chiapas, finishes the statement from the Diocese of the San Cristobal de las Casas. A couple of days later, in another incident, the sister of the Bishop Samuel Ruiz was attacked in a house of the diocese when she opened the door, and the attacker hit her with a hammer on the head. She ended up with a concussion, a fracture in the head. A 50-year-old woman, Doña Maria de la Luz, the sister of Bishop Samuel Ruiz, has also been attacked in San Cristobal de las Casas.